Nicox was a medicine man in a true sense of the word. He was not a warrior, but he relied on the medicine that he had received, which was the eagle. And this included both the bald-headed eagle and the golden eagle. And he was known in later times for his sorcery against another man for whom he was at odds over something. And this other man's name was White Thigh. And it was told to us that Big Ox had destroyed almost all of the family of White Thigh, excepting one person. And that he was later remembered to remark that he took five of the other family to get rid of him, who was alone, 5-1. And Big Ox died in 1880s. Although he was traveling all over the country, he made a last request that he shall be returned to the place that he was born, which apparently is in the Absaroka range of mountains near where Livingston is now located. And this is again a custom among the Crows. In the old days, that people who have deceased were buried close to where they were born.
Do you know where Big Ox usually had his band, where they stayed most of the time, Joe?
During the winter, they were quartered with the River Crow band. But since he was regarded as a unique man, he was given the privilege of taking people and wandering off almost nearly among the mountain ranges, from Yellowstone to the Beartooth and up to the Little Rockies and all around. So he had, without permission of the camp chief, he was free to travel. But at times he was called upon by the main band to return to the tribe, or band, as it was then known, to help them with their hunt or with a big war party. And it has been told to us, that is my family, that he was asked to come back to the tribe 300 miles for at a place he was located at, to come back into the tribe, because the Crows at that time could not find any buffalo. That he performed some supernatural or magic and didn't bring back the buffalo.
He did bring them back, you say?
Yes, he found the buffalo for the whole tribe, and it was apparently the case in which the tribe had gone without food for almost 1 week, that they had sent out scouts but could not find buffalo. When everything else was exhausted, they called upon Big Ox to come back to the tribe to bring the buffalo back, and it was told that he did, and saved the Crow tribe from starvation.
Do you recall what power it was that Big Ox had?
I didn't mention that his medicine was the eagle. Was more the bald-headed eagle rather than the golden eagle. And as a mark of his power, he used to wear a necklace made out of eagle claws and white beads to signify the hail from which supposedly the thunderbird or the eagle came. And he would also, when he took part in rituals or in powwows, that he would apply yellow paint to his nose in the same manner as the eagle has a yellow beak, and he would refrain from eating eggs or anything that had anything to do with eggs, including bread and cake in later years.
What was he able to do with the supernatural power that he had? Do you recall?
In the beginning, it was something that shielded him from the enemy. But in later years, he used his power as a source of sorcery, inflicting pain and death upon others. And they said that this was the cause of his death, because he abused his power. That there was nothing more powerful than the eagle itself. But he did cause blindness upon his adversary. Did not kill him, but caused blindness, made him helpless.
And that was White Thigh.
I might mention here that part of his medicine bundle, there were more than one. Part of it is now at the Museum of American Indians in New York City. Part of it is at home. We don't know which part, because we don't have the authority to open the bundles. But apparently it consisted of two bundles itself.
Do you feel that that medicine bundle still has power?
It depends on how you look at it. As far as protection from the family, I think it has done its requirement, in the sense that the family is still intact.
But could anybody else now use that medicine bundle to do the things which Big Ox did?
I don't know, because we have never tried. My grandfather refused to use it. This is Charles Tenbear, because it was too dangerous for him to handle it. And he did not use it, although people have approached him when I was a young kid to use it. But he refused, saying it was too powerful, that he could not conduct himself in the manner which his grandfather did.
Has anybody been feeding this medicine bundle in recent years?
No, this was not the type of medicine bundle that you feed. The requirement in order to make that medicine bundle continue is that upon the first lightning and hailstorm, that you go out in an open area and strip yourself and stay there till the storm passes. And my grandfather told me that this is too dangerous for him to do. This is the only thing that medicine bundle required.
I'm not quite sure what you said about the territory that Big Ox led his band in, but it seemed to me like you said it was practically all of Crow Country. Was that right?
Yes, this was right. Because he was regarded as a medicine man, a powerful man, he did not have to pay heed to the orders of the camp chief. Most all chiefs, or men of recognition at that time, did not necessarily have to follow the orders of the camp chief. They were free to come and go. Most people took advantage of this and lived by themselves almost anywhere within Crow Country. If you were not a headman or chief or a recognized person, that you had to stay in the camp.
Do you have any idea whether or not Big Ox spent his winters at any particular location?
It was along the Yellowstone River. And from the way they describe his laws, it was probably around the area that we are at now, because instead of burning pine, he said he burned cottonwood, so I assume, through that description, that he was spending his winters around the Yellowstone and Bighorn River areas, where there was an abundance of cottonwood.
almost killed enemy at the home of Adam Sitting Crow at Vermilion. He's a medicine man from St. Francis. Mr. Kills Enemy, let's start with how old you are.
61 years old.
You're 61. Which tribe do you belong to?
Sioux. Rosebud Sioux.
Rosebud Sioux. Is that Brule or?
No. Rosebud.
Rosebud.
Sioux. Yeah.
And are you full blood?
Well, I'll say I look like a full blood, but my mother is almost over half. My grandmother is over half. She's almost a white woman, and my mother's, I don't know what that'll make. So they claim on the fourth. A little bit. 1/32.
I see.
Or something like that, you know.
1/32.
1/32, yeah. Or 1/16 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm got the blood in. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you. You said the other day that you became medicine man when you were 25 years old.
Yeah.
And then you quit for a while, is that?
Yeah, I was. The reason why I quit, I try to run my ceremonies, you know, just any old way. I don't, at that time I was young, so I just, if they bring me a pipe, I just pick it up and smoke it without any question, without any telling them anything. I just asking them what's the ceremony is going to be for, what's the purpose of the ceremony. Mm-hmm. I don't ask them that. I just go ahead. Whether it's bad or whether it's good, I just go ahead and take and smoke it. Mm-hmm. Then go ahead and with the sweat lodge ceremony. We start like that, you know. And then inside, like we had here, inside ceremony. But some of these are bad, no good. And it fell back on me in a bad luck, you know. I had bad luck, like my losing, you know, a kid. Well, anyway, I wanted to